Hello, Peter Martin. How you doing? 52nd Street Jazz. Welcoming Peter Martin to our jazz venue tonight. Peter.
How you doing? It's great to be here, John. How are you?
I'm good. How's the weather where you are? Is it?
It's a little colder than I like, but we're hanging in there. Might be a little colder than you guys down there.
Yeah, you're in that Boot Hill section up there in Missouri?
No, well, we're a little bit like further north than there, St. Louis area, kind of mid-state right by the river, Illinois.
Peter Martin. Peter will be in town here next Sunday at South on Main. I'm going to tell you a little about South on Main. It's a restaurant and a performance venue that features some of the best Southern cuisine and culture. It's a new and developing venue, great food and stuff. They are doing several other things and presenting different disciplines, Pete. I think he'll fit right into that programming concept related to the content of the whole Oxford American magazine. So it includes musical performances, literary readings, film screenings, and some other offerings, I think, art and stuff like that, visual artists and stuff. The Oxford American, where it goes from the page to the stage. You probably know Ryan Harrison. I think Ryan is a St. Louis guy.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of my connection there. And I got to say, I haven't been to the venue, but I'm so excited to come. And any place that can combine high literary culture with down-home Southern cuisine, that's like right up my alley. And jazz music on top of it, I might not even leave once I get there.
Hey, welcome to the city. New Orleans connection I'm talking about. You and Bill Huntington and the relationship with Wynton Marsalis. Tell us about some of the other people you've played with over the world over the last few years.
Oh, wow. I've played with a lot of people that, I mean, Betty Carter always comes to mind because that was kind of my first big gig. I was 20 years old.
Oh, really?
And, you know, she's such a legend she's somebody I think about a lot because I only worked with her for about 9 months, but I learned so much from her. And I, you know, looking back now, I realize what a blessing it was and what an education. I mean, that was like, I went to Juilliard School of Music before that, but really I went to the Betty Carter School of How to Play in a Trio, and I draw on that a lot. And I'm very grateful to have come into contact with her at a formative age. And that's when I first met Greg Hutchinson, who's one of my favorite drummers I've played with over the years, and, you know, worked with Wynton on and off for quite a bit of time. And then Christian McBride, I met actually when I was still a teenager, played with him a lot, and still working with him. And,
Did you work with other Marsalis members, Jason and...
Yeah, I played with Jason when I was living in New Orleans towards the end. Jason was my neighbor. He lived half a block from me. We played together a lot. I've had him up here in St. Louis at a concert series I do here at a hall called The Sheldon. I had Branford, actually. I wrote a piece that was a commission for The Sheldon here in St. Louis about a year ago, and it featured a jazz quartet and opera singer and string quartet, and I wrote a special part for Branford, and he came and played that, and we did a recording of it, and that was a lot of fun. So, and Ellis Wynton and Branford and Jason's father, I always got a, you know, great legendary pianist. Got to learn a lot from him, mostly just listening to him play at Snug Harbor. Actually, with Bill Huntington, who will be playing with me on Sunday. My earliest memories of when I first got to New Orleans in the early '90s, Bill Huntington was always playing with Ellis. They were like, you never saw them apart. Every time Ellis was on stage, Bill was on bass. So that was when I first met Bill and got to hear him play. So it's a real great connection. And some other, you know, musicians from St. Louis like me that came down to New Orleans, Chris Thomas, Jeremy Davenport, a bunch of guys down to New Orleans, so, that whole St. Louis connection. And I mean, you know, Little Rock is like halfway between the two, my sort of two musical homes of St. Louis and St. Louis. So that'll be fun too.
Well, you know, Little Rock and Arkansas actually paid a real partnership in the development development of jazz. A lot of people don't really realize it, but it was the key partner in the Louisiana Purchase, laying the baselines for surveying that are still used in Canada and other parts of the world today. Matter of fact, it doubled the size of the U.S. when that happened. So Arkansas has always been a key partner in the development of the jazz culture. Coming this way again, I want you to relate, if you can recall, maybe 3 years ago when you were at the state dinner that was hosted by Obama to perform for the governor's dinner. This was about 2012, just a couple of years ago.
Right. Yeah. Well, that was a great experience. I was performing with Diane Reeves and her quartet, and we did about, I think it was about a 20 or 30 minute performance for the president and the first lady and a bunch of the governors that were there. And, it's such an honor, and it's one of those situations. It was actually my second time playing at the White House, but both those performances, I've been playing for a while, and it's been so long since I really got nervous at a performance. But when you're sitting there and the president, the first lady, are just sitting there, and not only, like, when they first called me, when I played a year before that at the White House, I thought we played for a state dinner, and I thought, you know, we're going to be playing in the background maybe while they eat or talk, or, you know, you're not sure, but it's the White House. I'm there. I'm at the gig. No problem. And when we came in and saw that it was set up like a little concert and everyone's going to be sitting and listening, that really, it's a real honor. It got me nervous, too.
It gave you a new perspective on jazz, would you say, about the state of the art itself, jazz, when you did that?
It did. I mean, it gives you some wonderful personal validation that, you know, you can go to this iconic building, you know, the center of government of this, you know, everyone's always talking about the greatest or most powerful nation or whatever, but to be able to, you know, to kind of do your own thing in terms of, you know, a small group of jazz musicians, us saying, well, we're presenting our art form, you know, for the country and for the president and for the representatives and stuff. It's a real honor, and it's just a great connection, and it's the kind of thing that when you're involved in it, I mean, they've had a lot of great musicians do performances, the Obamas, and it's been a nice thing. And actually, from what I heard, it was kind of Michelle Obama's the one who kind of curates things there as far as performances, and is a big jazz fan. He'll, you know, recommend different people come in. I know she's a big fan of Diane Reeves, and that was...
Yeah, now Diane won a Grammy about behind this release of A Little Moonlight, huh?
Yes, yep, yes, she got a Grammy, and I've got to hold it and touch it. When you play on a Grammy-winning record, you get a certificate, so that's nice. I got that hanging up in my studio, and she gets the medal, but whenever we go rehearse at her house, she lets everybody, she's very gracious, lets passes it around. We get to all touch it at least. And,
So now, with all that awareness, when you get here, what kind of set do you expect? Something off the top of your head, or how do you do your arrangements when you're on tour?
Well, we're going to do, you know, a combination of things. We're going to do some stuff. You know, Bill Huntington, who, you know, he's really the big connector with Arkansas and New Orleans. He was in New Orleans for so long, and I guess he's been back in Arkansas since around Katrina time, maybe even a little bit before.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, we're going to do some of the New Orleans music that we used to play. I haven't worked with Bill in a while, and so this is going to be such a fun thing to kind of reunite with him. And then Jeff Clapp, who's playing drums, who's a friend of mine for many years and a great musician that lives in New Orleans. And I'm so glad it worked out for him to be able to come up to do this gig. He used to work with Bill with Ellis Marsalis a lot. And then I just played on Jeff's record, which hasn't even come out yet. We did it with Nicholas Payton and Ruben Rogers, a bunch of great musicians down in New Orleans last year.
All those
year.
New Orleans cats.
It's going to be the modern jazz thing, but through the lens of New Orleans, because we all have that language and that vernacular and that tradition in common. So it's fun because we've got a lot of repertoire kind of built in. So I want to do stuff that we're all comfortable with. We're going to do a couple of my original compositions, just to throw that in there, and some New Orleans standards, and, you know, certainly some jazz standards, and really just, you know, just have some fun, a lot of swing, just kind of classic piano trio, the stuff that, you know, the longer I play this music, it's like there's a lot of different things I can play and I'm interested in, but I love it when you've got, like, just a classic combination, piano, bass, and drums that works so good. So I try to keep it simple and keep it easy and just let everybody swing out, have the audience have a great time, sit back and have a really, you know, relaxing evening in what seems to be just an amazing, interesting venue that I'm so excited to see.
Good. Now, your first set will be at 7 p.m., is that right?
That's what I hear.
Okay, South on Main, February 9th. That'll be next Sunday. South on Main, 1304 Main Street here. I think tickets might still be available. You can go to MetroTick. That's MetroTick southonmain.com, and I think they'll answer your request there. South on Main, a performance venue that features sort of some things that really are, I guess you want to say, profiles the culture of the South in many different disciplines. This will be jazz, and we'll be looking for other things. Peter, when you get here, maybe we can have a conversation before the set sometime, maybe?
That would be great. I'd look forward to that.
Okay, so I'm going to contact you by your number here, and I'll be in touch with Dan so we can make that arrangement. And that's next Sunday, February 9th, South on Main Street. Peter, are you in quartet or quintet? This is trio, right?
This is trio. Piano, bass, and drums.
Right.
We're going to, it's going to be the classic trio. I like to call it like the string quartet of jazz music. You know, it's that perfect combination. It's got everything covered, not too much, not too little. And it's just, you know, as a pianist, it's just, when you have a great bass player, a great drummer, it's just such a fun situation to be in. And I think it's going to be real fun, entertaining evening. I can tell everyone, so today is Sunday. This is going to be this coming up Sunday, and I guarantee everybody that comes out, it's going to be a lot more entertaining than this football game that apparently happened tonight.
Welcome to the city. Welcome to the city.
Yes.